Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're just sitting here drinking our ciders.
Yeah.
Because we had a long day. We watched the Affiliate Cup.
I wish I could say that I also watched and had a long day.
You did. You went to puppy class.
Yeah. Maggie had her first puppy class today.
You got sucked into TikToks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I need to ask Ruby to teach me how to do it.
I know. So for those of you who don't know what a TikTok is, it's kind of this, it's what the young kids are doing nowadays.
It's like the new Vine, which is another thing I never did.
Yeah. Well, I'm way too old. I'm still with the Facebook genre.
Do you have a Facebook? I got asked that the other day at the dog park.
If oh,
I had
really?
A Facebook because they were going to message me when they were going to be there with their puppy.
Oh, yeah. Because they do groups on there and stuff.
Yeah. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that when she goes to friend request me, she won't be able to.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big Facebooker either. The only time I was just telling somebody this, the only time I ever go on Facebook is to clear my notifications.
Yeah.
Because it bothers me when I see those numbers on my phone. So I go and I'll click the notifications and something will pop up. And every once in a while, it's something interesting. And I'll go, oh, or like the memories are kind of cute, you know? So that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah.
But TikTok's what? It's like a Vine.
What was that? Cider's making me burp.
Oh.
Hey guys, welcome back to the episode.
Between the Wraps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah. We're podcasting, if you didn't already know, which you probably are like, well, yeah, we get that because we're
bored listening to you right now.
We're bored. So I guess we'll listen to you guys talk about whatever. Gina leaves tomorrow for Universal Studios.
Yeah. Right? Ruby and I are going with my sister and her kid, and then we're meeting my cousin who I haven't seen for a while and her kids.
I've never actually done Universal.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that is the one time.
Yeah, you did.
I lied.
You forgot. We were drinking. There was a lot of butter beer.
Oh, my gosh.
But that was more recent.
Is there a park there you guys are
There's a new ride.
Okay.
There's a new ride there that's the Jurassic Park. So that one was opening. And so my cousin lives down there. So we thought, oh, well, it'll be a great excuse to like get the kids together.
Yeah.
And we're just flying down, going to hang out at the pool Sunday, go to the park Monday, come back Tuesday morning. Ruby has school. So that's our exciting weekend. Or I guess it's not the weekend.
Sunday to Tuesday.
Oh.
It's Saturday.
I know. Oh, shit. What were we going
to
talk about?
You were talking about the TikTok thing. This is why I was late to the Affiliate Cup this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was up with plenty of time to get ready. Because I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I have ample time to get ready too.
It's easy to get lost in it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like if I don't wake up and I'm rushing, I'm definitely going to be late.
At first, it's like, what am I going to do with all this time?
So much
lounging. Next thing you know, you're like, shit, I'm late. I was trying to be the Affiliate Cup at 9:45 because Katie was competing on a team.
Yes.
I got there for her last event that she wasn't even competing in.
It's the only one that she didn't compete in.
Yep.
Yeah. She did really great on the other ones though.
Yeah. But I've heard of TikTok. I mean, and to me first it was like, oh man, another platform that like, cause I do all my social media.
Right.
Like I'm saying, I do all my social media. Like I have a bunch of social media and I downloaded it because someone, had mentioned to me, you know, once you go to TikTok and you go back to Instagram, you're so bored. Like, oh, Instagram's so boring.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I want to see. I just want to swipe through and kind of see what, how you do it or whatever. I got sucked in. But part of the reason I got sucked in is because on my phone, when I was in the app, mm-hmm. it doesn't show you. You can't like see your time. Like it goes to a whole different like screen, which covers your entire screen.
Oh.
So it doesn't like tell you.
Oh, so you have no idea how much time you were spending on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a time suck.
I got really sucked into this one person who posts videos or TikToks of their cat. But it's like a Savannah cat. It's like a big cat.
Oh, and I this like
cat,
those.
Yes. And this cat, the whole, every single, I cannot get
it. It's like the size of a toddler. Or
every
something.
One of the videos was the guy like feeding this cat raw chicken.
That was it.
And every time, well, like every time.
Ruby's over there saying, I know which one that is.
Oh, you do? Every time he feeds the cat raw chicken, the cat like attacks the chicken. Like it's in the wild.
Like it thinks it's killing it.
And every time I saw it, I was like, that's why those are meant, the cats yeah. are meant to be in the wild.
Does it seem disappointed when it realizes it's dead already?
Maybe a little.
Yeah.
And sometimes he would have a full chicken, like a full raw chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was one, it was like the cat's birthday.
Oh my God.
And what's funny is there's this one where the chicken's out there on the ground. Almost like the guy who owns it is terrified of his own cat and like slides it in. And there's this door that is kind of cracked open and you're just waiting. And the cat kind of sneaks out and like sees it. And then
stalks it.
And stalks it and like makes this really scary growl noise and like grabs it and then just pulls it back into this like closet.
It's like a horror movie.
Yes. And what's fucked up is I'm like, oh my God, I would want that cat.
Oh, for sure.
Like that type
of cat.
That
sounds like a cool cat.
When I was at the Olympia.
Remember, you wanted a hairless cat for a while. Yeah. You were trying to convince me.
To share it.
Yeah, you and Nico were going to get a cat, and then it was going to live with us part-time. And yeah. I was like, eh.
I mean.
I don't know if I'm in.
I was really into it.
And what
more
was
for
its name?
Kevin.
You already had a name for your imaginary cat.
I've named, like, before I got, like, a dog. I grew up with pets.
Mm-hmm.
I always, like, had an imaginary type of dog or pet I wanted and I named it before I got it.
Well, that actually speaks volumes. I've always had an imaginary pet.
Brooke, who are you talking to? Oh, no, Kevin.
Just my imaginary hairless cat.
Yeah. You know what turned me off from getting a hairless cat? The only thing?
You say it because I think
it,
I know.
It like they
it
have...
stinks, right?
I don't think it's that they stink. It's that they have like body oils like anyone does.
Yeah.
And you have to bathe them, but
because they
don't have hair and stuff to like soak it up, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It seemed a lot harder to keep the cat clean.
Like it'll get on the couch.
Yeah. I'm not talking about vaginas, by the way. Cause a hairless vagina seems like it's way easier to keep it clean.
We're not talking about oily pussy.
We're talking about oily pussy cats.
Oh, cracking ourselves up. Ruby's looking at me like, Mom,
Ruby,
gross.
Ruby, what do kids call vaginas? What's like a slang
yeah,
word?
Yeah, what's a slang
for
word
vagina?
For vagina?
Just vag?
Man, ooh. You guys aren't very creative nowadays.
Yeah.
Pussy is out there, yes. Yeah, so it's too much
pussy.
To say pussy.
Do you guys still use the word box? No?
No. Is there anyone, do you have any friends that still have hair on their vagina? Oh, really?
Do you have any friends in school that are into like growing their armpit hair out?
Oh, that's like a new thing.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's coming back.
It's a feminist thing for sure. Yeah.
And just
good for them. They should be able to grow whatever they want.
I was talking about doing laser hair removal, which I still need to do. I've done one time right before I went to Europe for Wonder Woman.
No, I was with you.
Yeah.
Remember? Okay. So you put the numbing lotion, you put the numbing lotion on ahead of time and you have to sit there for a while. And Brooke was so worried about the undercarriage
that I forgot
that you
like
put all of it and you forgot the top.
Yeah. It hurt like a mother.
And then you were like, yeah, I remember I was talking
about doing laser hair removal and a buddy of mine was like, hey, you do that, you're going to regret it when the bush is back
right.
And you can't grow one.
Well, do you remember and I was going back in for a touch-up and I was like, I'm just going to leave a little triangle just in case. Yeah. You're like, really? You really think you're ever going to grow that back out?
You and said
I was
you
like,
were going to grow it out.
Well, you know what? I don't know. My vagina could get like less attractive over the years. I mean, there's gravity. Yeah,
and if you don't have money to go in for a vaginal rejuvenation, yeah, then you just grow the bush out.
I just grow it out. Nobody knows what's going on under there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet you guys didn't know you were going to hear this turn us on and just hear us talking about
I'm going to get a toupee for
pussy
my vagina.
Oil and
pussy oil.
Well, a toupee for a vagina is a merkin.
What?
A merkin?
It's a real thing?
Yes.
I had no idea. A merkin. I thought I came up with that.
A merkin is like...
Is that what they use like in the movies?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, because I don't think you can show actual vagina.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to Google a merkin for you right now so I can show you about it. While I do this, why don't you tell everyone what happened to Ruby?
Oh, man. While you look up merkin?
Yeah.
This very heavy, serious thing. So yesterday, Ruby's been driving to school. She's been going to this beauty school. She loves it. And she was driving to school and like so many people took her. Oh, gross. Okay.
Sorry, Merkin came out faster than she got the picture.
You just showed me the story out. What the?
It just covers.
I like that you can get a Merkin in a heart shape, like a red heart shaped one.
And when
a furry heart.
When you go to all on Google,
mm-hmm.
A merkin is a pubic wig. Merkins were originally worn by sex workers.
I like how it's called sex workers. Stop.
After shaving their, this is what it says verbatim.
Oh, after like shaving, if a guy likes hair?
Yeah, I guess. After shaving their mons pubis. Uh-huh. And are now used as decorative items, erotic devices, or in films by both men and women.
Oh,
merkins were basically, in what I would say this, what that says to me is, for anyone who had a laser hair removal and wants the bush back.
You gotta get the bush.
Yeah.
Like a stick-on. Almost like, I mean, not really. Kind of like nipple pasties.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get furry ones, maybe.
Yeah, those were definitely all furry.
Disgusting.
Gross.
Super gross.
Okay. Anyways, Gina.
Okay. So Ruby, and I'm sure any mom can really identify with this. So Ruby was driving to school. She reached into the back of her car to grab a sweatshirt, turned around, traffic, boom, stop, slams into a tow truck. And so I get the call from her dad saying Ruby's been in an accident. She's okay. Blah, blah, blah. I'm panicking. I call Ruby. The tow truck driver had said, well, let's just pull off the side of the road. So her airbag came out.
Yeah.
You know. So I think she hit him at, Ruby, what did you say you hit him at? Like, were you going like 40? Like 40 miles an hour. She slams in the back of she's got a little, what do you have?
A Jetta.
A little Volkswagen Jetta. And she slams in the back of it. Thank God for airbags. So I call her and this is what I hear on the phone. Mom, oh my God, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I'm driving the car and oh my God, it's blowing up. I think it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. There's smoke everywhere. Oh my God. And I'm like, Ruby, get out of the car. I'm like screaming at her. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. I share walls like, you know, with my neighbors and my windows are open and she's going, I can't, he's yelling at me. He's mad at me. And I'm like, Ruby, get out of the fucking car. Oh my God. Like I don't care if he's mad at you. Like get out. And she's like, okay, never mind. I'm okay. I'm right here. I'm in the parking lot. And I'm like, oh my God, you just freaked me out so bad. I like literally thought I was gonna like listen to my child like blow up on the phone. It was horrible.
And not to mention, like you have no idea what's happened.
I have no idea. I don't know how hurt she is.
All
I
you
don't
know is that she's freaking out. Her car's smoking. It's on fire, and someone's really mad at her.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God. Well, yeah. Don't blow up in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Like get out of the car. So anyway, she refused. She told the guy, I guess the guy that she hit, and of course, nothing happened to him. She told him that she didn't want the ambulance because she was embarrassed.
I can relate with that.
That's what you said. Okay. I guess.
Well, yeah.
So she was very scared and her anxiety level was through the roof. And
I live with that.
So she was like,
shitty.
I don't want to do the ambulance. I already called my dad. My dad's on the way. So anyway, her dad and his girlfriend, who's a nurse, thank God, show up there. So I'm waiting to hear from them. I meet them at the hospital. We get there. Ruby is, they think she might have a fracture of her neck fracture. Uh-huh. And they think that her wrist is broken and her wrist looks gnarly. Like she can't move her fingers. It's like all super swollen. It's cut up. And so they put her in a neck brace. They put her in like an arm, you know, sling, and they do the x-rays. They give her, you know, some pain pills. And so we're waiting in the waiting room. And of course with, and it's Santa Cruz. So it's like a bazillion homeless people just moaning and groaning and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And we decide she's hungry. So she gets a cinnamon roll and she had a slight reaction. Like when she was like 13 or 14, she spent the night at someone's house and had supposedly eaten a walnut and her throat felt funny and she threw up. So they gave her Benadryl. She was fine. And I think it's happened like one more time, like where she ate something that she thought was like a walnut. So she doesn't eat nuts anyway. So apparently the cinnamon roll had a walnut in it. So she takes a bite, she chews it up, she swallows it. And as she's like swallowing, she goes, "Oh, are there nuts in this?" And me being like super mom, right? I'm like, "Why?" Because I'm not even convinced. This is how terrible I am. I'm not even convinced that she has a nut allergy because I love this child dearly, but she's a little dramatic and over the top, right? So, and she has cat allergies. So at the time when she'd had the previous issue.
Did they have a cat?
They had tons of animals. So I was like, I don't know if it's this or that or whatever. And we haven't really had that issue since. So she spits out her bite while she's sitting in the waiting room. And she goes, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I can't swallow. And all of us were like, "Okay, Rue, just calm down. Like she just needs some Benadryl." So we call the lady out. She comes out. I said, "I'm so sorry. I know we're in here for a car accident. I think my daughter just ate a walnut. She's allergic. You know, her throat's funny. Just got to take her in the back." So they take her in the back. She has a concussion. So she's already nauseous. So she can't take the Benadryl until she takes Zofran for keeping it down. So they do that. And then they give her a shot in her butt, like a steroid, while she has this neck brace on and a sling on her arm. So we sit back there. You know, she's kind of calm. We come outside, we sit down, and you and Katie had come to visit. Mm-hmm. We're sitting out there and I'm looking at her and she keeps like using my eye drops and like kind of like itching her eyes. And she has kind of like goop in her eyes and I'm looking at her and I don't want to like panic her. So I go up to the desk and I go, "I think we have a problem." And I look over and Ruby's eyes literally were like swelling shut. The bridge of her nose was gone.
It was just flat
because it was just growing into the inside of her eyes. And she couldn't even open her eyes because, you know, they itched and stuff. So she didn't even know how bad it looked while she's in the neck brace. And she's starting to freak out and going, I can't swallow. And so the nurse looks at her and she's like, "Oh my God." So we rush her back again. Ends up, she has an extreme allergy to walnuts. So now she needs an EpiPen from here on out. They had to like give her an IV.
She had a breathing app.
I know. And that's the crazy thing. It's like, you know, we were thinking about it. We were like, "Oh, are you freaking kidding me? We're already sitting here for this car accident, you know, and all this other stuff." But like now we find out that she, you know, this is happening too. But the doctor said if that had not happened there, she may not have gotten anywhere in time because it was so severe.
Yeah.
So anyway. Long story short, it was a blessing in disguise that she ate the walnut
at the hospital.
Now we know that, you know, we're trying to find a silver lining in her car accident.
Spit,
is really
don't
what it comes
swallow.
Down to.
When it comes to nuts.
When it comes to nuts, spit don't swallow. All the
also,
guys out there
guys,
are like, "What?"
Just know too. I mean, Ruby is 18 going on 19. So it's not like we're talking about spitting and swallowing with a 14-year-old.
No. Yeah.
We're not that ridiculous. We're not that.
She's in the bathroom
terrible.
Right now. Yeah. They're like, "I don't know, Gina's a pretty shitty mom."
I mean,
she's my last one. She's the
only
last
shitty
one.
Behind glass doors.
No way.
I'm kidding.
No, it's more like if they're like, if she's this shitty, what is she behind closed doors?
That's true.
Yeah. No. I'm not like, you know, going to the strip clubs with my kids or anything like that. I'm not that cool.
Dude, I had gnarly allergies. My brother is super allergic to melons.
Really?
Yeah, where his throat will swell shut.
Wow.
And then,
oh no, I've heard that with like mango.
For me, like when I was growing up too, like watermelon would do it, yeah, but never as severe as my brother. And then when I was younger, I mean, still now, but when I was younger, it was worse. We have horses.
Uh-huh.
And I would get I'd go like on the deer hunt with my dad and my uncles and my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
It was like me and all boys.
I just imagine you guys all like dressed like Elmer Fudd.
But even not even at the deer hunt. Let's say we're at the cabin.
Yeah.
If we wanted to go horseback riding, I loved horses. I love horses. And for me to ride, it'd be the middle of the summer in Southern Utah. So like high 90s or hotter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do it. I'd be in pants, boots, long sleeves.
Oh, because you're
gloves.
Because you'd be itchy.
I would take, my parents are going to be Benadryl.
Yeah.
I'd wear gloves, hat, and my dad would put a bandana around my face.
That's commitment. You must have really loved it.
I really had the best time ever. But the second I started getting itchy, if I like touched my eyes, I remember so many times having to just lay on the couch. My eyes were swollen shut. My ears were all itchy. Everything was so itchy. And my grandma would just have a cold rag like over my eyes. And I would take Benadryl and just have to lay there until my eyes would, the swelling would go down enough that I could see.
You just look like an alien.
So gross.
I used to be super allergic to poison oak. Oh, by the way, Ruby is fine. She's nothing broke. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
She just had a concussion. So that's it. No, that that was
no
it.
Broken wrist. No broken wrist. Super sprained.
Yeah, sprained. She's super sore. But she's fine. I just feel like everyone's like, so what happened to her?
And what happened to your daughter? Moving on.
I wrecked my car. She's fine. She's in the bathroom right now with her hair colored and putting her makeup on. So she's great.
I got in a little bumper accident when I was in high school. And then the worst car accident I've been in, and I had, so I would say with Volkswagen,
uh-huh.
No one quote me. This is just what I was told. Those cars are built to like take impact.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically protect what, you know, whoever's on the inside.
Sure.
I had a beetle.
Like a new one?
Yeah, a newer one. Uh-huh. And I got T-boned.
Oh my God.
And he wasn't even going.
Like on your side or the other side?
On the other side.
Okay.
And he wasn't going that fast.
Uh-huh.
And my airbags didn't deploy.
Probably because you were hit on the side.
But it totaled my car.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I think Ruby's car is fixable.
Yeah. For now, now I'm a little bit better, but for years, this is in college, for years, I get really sketched out by anyone entering the road.
Yes.
From the side.
Yeah, no, I know. It kind of gives you like PTSD.
Yeah, and I mean, sure. I'm obviously not a parent, but I now, because you're my best friend, thinking about probably what my mom went through every time called. Mom, I got a car accident.
Where are you? I know. Are you okay? I know. It's pretty devastating. I mean, I have to say, yesterday, I think that's only happened to me. I mean, I've definitely like had like hospital visits with my kids, like little bumps and, you know, fevers and stuff like that. But that is one of the scariest things when your kid calls and tells you they've had an accident, or somebody else calls and tells you that your kids had an accident.
Oh yeah.
You know, I remember Jordan, my oldest son, I think he was like 18. He went with his girlfriend to her family in Arizona, and they went snowboarding in Flagstaff. And, I'm at breakfast with my sister and I get this call from Jessica's girlfriend. She's like, Gina, don't freak out. So I'm in an ambulance. Jordan and I are in an ambulance. I don't know what they're saying. They're saying something about, maybe like a spinal, and, maybe some internal bleeding. I'm like, what? Like, you can't just say these things to me. Like, I need you to tell me exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
So I just remember like jumping up from breakfast and I'm like, you know, racing home. I'm like calling, like I'm, you know, ready to like fly to Arizona. By the time I get home, she calls me. She's like, oh, false alarm. They just checked him for a bunch of stuff. He has a concussion. I mean, still just being like that far away was like so devastating and so scary, you know? And believe me, since Ruby got in that accident yesterday, I'm like, I am not looking at my phone. I am not, you know, turning around. I mean, if you think about how many of us, and even if you're like really good about like not being, I mean, we all know we're not supposed to be on our phone. But I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've definitely been on my phone while driving.
Oh, yeah.
But think about And that's the first thing I said. We were in the bathroom and I was trying
to ask you that.
I know. And I was trying to be like really careful about it. Cause like, she's like right in the midst of like not being well. And so I take her to the bathroom cause she couldn't pull her own pants down to go pee. And so I'm in the bathroom with her and I go, babe, I just got to ask you one time. Just be honest with me. Were you on your phone? She goes, Mom, I swear I wasn't on my phone. I reached in the back seat to grab my sweatshirt and turned around.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it can happen that fast. And I think about how many times I've done something like that.
Well, it's like, I mean, I've been the roads here. We're in California.
Yeah.
I've been on the road, not on my phone, paying full attention, and it's stop and go traffic.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like super clear and you like get up to speed with like the flow of traffic and then complete stop.
And that's exactly what happened to her.
Oh yeah. My God.
She had just been in stop and go and it started to take off and then boom. So yeah, it was, it can happen that fast. Hey. Be careful, people.
Be careful, people.
Be careful. Anyway.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show. What we're going to talk about...
We're laughing because we don't really joke, first of all,
we do love to talk about a lot of things like health and fitness. We talk about diet. We talk about, you know, cooking while you travel and where you get your food and meal prep and, you know, all these things. And we also do like to talk about what's happening right now, either if we've gone through something or something is happening either in the media or whatever. And sometimes we probably miss some of those things in the media because I don't really watch the news or anything like that. But
you know what? People are going to probably hate me for this, but I think ignorance is bliss.
It's true.
Yeah. I get a little overwhelmed when I start to delve into everything that's going on.
Yeah. The most recent thing that's happened to me is I got scammed.
Oh, I forgot we were going to talk about this. Yeah. Yes. This is scary.
It is scary. You know, social media and just like the way media is now and like trying to share information with people and be, you know, authentic with people and tell them, you know, tell them about yourself and also trying to be careful that you like don't.
That you protect yourself. You
like protect yourself?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still at a point where like I don't quite see, I don't quite consider myself being someone who like needs to protect myself that much, but I think that I do.
Yeah, you do.
So most recent scam, I am super skeptical of any emails that come through with like opportunities until you just get more information and you kind of vet the people that are giving the opportunity or whatever. And there was an opportunity that came my way and people that work with me like started vetting the people that were emailing. And this was an opportunity to play a new character that's a superhero character in a short film. That would be to introduce new characters to like the universe of like Marvel and DC and things like that. And
it was like to see like how well they would do.
I think that, and then also just, probably. I mean, the way I thought of it was to introduce characters to film and maybe with reactions people got.
Right. To see if they wanted to like
direction
develop it.
Of like developing new, make more feature films on certain characters.
Right.
Excuse me.
It sounded like a hiccup.
It was an in between. And so I it's so funny because I've only ever like been scammed like a couple of times. And this one, might I add, I'll start with this. When I got asked to do Wonder Woman, when I got asked to read for a movie, we'll start there. Because I think when I was actually reading for a movie, which ended up being the Justice League, I didn't know what it was for.
Okay.
But what happened is I just got a phone call from a friend who sort of works in the movie industry. And like acting and things like that. And she calls me and I had just finished working out. This is in 2015. And she's like, hey, I was just trying to get a hold of you because Warner Brothers is trying to get a hold of you. And I was like, oh, yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
She goes, no, they really are. And I was like, really? I'm like, because I'm pretty sure if I had an email or a voicemail from someone from Warner Brothers, I would definitely call them back or email them back. And so she was just calling to make sure it was okay that she gave my phone number and email, like my information to them. Right. I was like, yeah. So that's kind of how it happened. I just got a phone call, right? They were just trying to find me. So that should also just give you a little information of why, after I was skeptical of this opportunity and we looked into it and looked into the names and the people and it, like it, things checked out,
right?
That I wasn't like super skeptical anymore, because stuff can work in mysterious ways, right?
Totally.
So I have this call with a director and...
Well, and it was on... so I was in the car.
Yeah.
And I'm still tripping out on this.
And I won't... I'm not going to give like too many details because we're actually still in the process of trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But
find this guy.
We basically have this phone call and super cool opportunity... going to be filming a short film. And to me, it was this opportunity to sort of get my foot in the door with like Marvel. And I'm on my way back, and we're supposed to be filming at the end of October. I'm on my way back from when I was just barely at the Olympia and then I was in Utah, and I'm at the airport in Vegas and my assistant calls me and she goes, hey, and she starts like kind of like getting into the, what she wanted to tell me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, you're talking to Sol. Just tell me.
Yeah.
I don't do well with like
beating around the bush.
Build up. Yeah. And so she tells me it's a scam. And I was like, what? And at the same time, I wasn't surprised. Like, it didn't surprise me.
No, I know.
I was a little bummed.
It's a bummer, but it's scary.
Yeah, because
like you were going, I know you don't want to give a lot of details, but you were going to fly somewhere to meet up.
Yeah. The plan was this. The plan was... they were working on getting the costume made. I was supposed to fly to go and do a costume fitting. And then we were going to film this short film on the East Coast later on.
Right.
And so, and at this point, it's like where we are in the scam. And I'm going to keep calling it a scam because that's what it was.
Yeah, it's a scam.
There was really no information of mine that was given to anyone except for my measurements.
Right.
And some photos of me just like standing there for the costume designer.
Right.
And so my first thing I said to her was like, what were they looking for?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what is it that they were looking for then?
Like, is it just some weirdo that just wanted pictures of you?
That's what I thought. And I was like, but I even messaged the costume designer and I was like, if you need any other photos, let me know. Or like from whatever. And like, no, we have everything we need. We're good. So if they only wanted photos, they would have been like, yeah, actually, can you take one like this? Like,
right. Yeah. Can we get a naked photo?
Can you actually do it in the nude?
I need you to bend over and grab your ankles.
You know?
This is what your character is going
to
be doing in the movie.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, what were they after? Because they really went into like, a lot of emails and names and LinkedIn pages that were made and domains that were made that we've now found that were like made in August.
Scary.
Right? And I was actually talking to someone about this and like, well, maybe there's someone, you know, maybe they are wanting to make these short films, but they're also trying to, like, they don't have the credibility. And I'm like, okay, but no one goes out of their way to almost use certain people's names from like big companies like Marvel. Right. And they're not actually that person. And then I was thinking, what if I would have got on an airplane, went to LA to try on my outfit, and I just never came home.
I know. Dude, I would go Liam Neeson.
I will find you.
I would go. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. I'd be a really shitty Liam Neeson, but in my mind, I really think that I would be like really good at it, but I'd probably suck, but
she'd probably be like, what? I try to find
somebody else that would go find you.
Can someone find her? Yeah, but then I was just like, oh my God.
It's scary.
Yeah.
And you know what's scary is that I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the whole phone call, right? Because you have him on speaker.
Yeah.
And this guy that's talking, I mean, he sounded legit.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he went into his background, like where, you know, he'd done this and graduated from here and done this and da 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 da. And it's just crazy to me that somebody would go so far. I mean, that's the thing. Somebody's not going to go that far for a couple pictures.
No.
You know what I mean? Like it's scary. And it makes me think of like telling Ruby, like, you know, Ruby's gotten like DMs before saying like, hey, we really like what you're doing. Contact us and blah, 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 you know, and she'll tell me about it. And I'm like, Ruby, you don't know who this person is. You don't, I mean, there's like human trafficking is a real freaking thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it, and it's scary. And I feel like you were this close.
Who would buy me?
This close?
Who would buy me? How much would you buy me for?
Dude, I don't know.
$1, starting at $1.
No, I have a feeling he was just going to keep you for himself.
And you know,
scary.
You know what is like even more scary? Actually, I don't know if it's more scary. That just sounded, it came out. It sounds good.
just you like, want to see something really scary?
No, the fact that like this is happening and like, there's like these huge, all these like big red flags coming out, right?
Yeah.
And I still have this feeling of not wanting to assume the worst of someone.
Right.
Do you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's why people get away with this shit. You know what I mean? Because we want to believe in the good of people.
Yeah.
We want to believe that people are being real and that they're being.
And because a lot of people are.
Well, yeah. But yeah. That's why these other people have such an in with other people. I'm all other people, other people, other people, people, other people,
other people.
But you know, that's why they have that, because we're just trying to be trusting, you know? And the lengths that this person went to, well, I mean, they were great lengths.
Yeah.
You for sure were just going to be somebody's sex slave.
Can't rape the willing.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. Please don't anyone get mad at me about saying that.
I know. Don't.
It's just a really bad
thing. That was a bad joke.
People used to say when I was younger.
Right.
You know. But yeah, it was. So like my assistant, she's now we're just in full on. We're still like looking into everything. Basically what happened, my publicist was able to get the actual email of this woman from Marvel that was so called, like so... So we thought emailed, right? Because that was the first point of contact for us, and got the actual email. And then she was connected. My assistant was connected with like Marvel security, basically. And like, they're the ones who said like, that's a scam. And so sad, no guys, I'm not going to be a Marvel superhero yet, but not yet.
There's still time.
Maybe they'll feel bad for me.
Like, well, she almost got kidnapped, so we're gonna give her a role.
We're gonna give her a role. She stays in the movie.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
I was trying to think of what the line was from Taken. It's you're going to be taken. Isn't that what he says?
He's like, you're gonna be taken.
Yeah.
You basically told her to like calm down.
Yeah, but there's something that
he says. When he's talking to the guy on the phone. Yeah, he picks up the phone and he says, yeah. I'll find you.
Yeah. And I will kill you.
What does he say? I don't know. And I will. I don't know.
I used to quote this all the time, and dude, I'm just stupid because I drank this stupid cider, so I can't think of anything right now.
Liam Neeson in that film, for sure. I was like, that would be my dad.
I would love to think it was my dad, but I don't think he has enough connections for it to be my dad.
Oh, mine definitely doesn't have the connections, but.
But the intention would be there.
Man. Oh, I would love to, like. Just
I'm scared
if I were taken,
yes,
I hope Liam Neeson would confine me. Liam,
if you're out there,
oh my gosh,
please come find her, because God knows I'm not gonna be able to.
Anyways,
I'm not resourceful.
We are not laughing at people that are actually taken.
No,
we tend to laugh at things that make us that are like kind of dark,
because we don't know how to handle our feelings.
So the idea that something bad could have potentially happened to me
is really scary.
And for me and Gina, we tend to just make fun of it for ourselves versus cry.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was the most recent thing for me, and we're still working on figuring, kind of trying to find out as much information as we can with like trying to figure like tracing phone numbers and things like that.
Track them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
This well, and is, as a mom with, you know, this whole thing with Ruby, like I told you, how many times do these people like DM your kids?
It's true.
Your girls. And they tell them that they want them to be swimsuit models or give them a swimsuit code. And what's,
it's
scary.
What's so tough is there's so much that's good. Like that's like, let's just say like social media or whatever. That's what I hate about it is there is so much good, positive things that can come from it or right. involved in it and this power. But that means that that power, that ability is given to everyone.
Right.
And I really try to, like, for instance, like in this situation, I was like, you know, I want to make sure this is real.
Right.
It sounds a little bit too good to be true. But at the same time, this other opportunity that I had came to me just in a phone call.
Right.
You know, and the names checked out.
Right.
And things like that. And the people checked out. So it was like, for me, I had to also in that moment think, I can't, who am I to say what you're telling me is false?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were doing our checking.
Due diligence.
Due diligence of checking things out. Right. And at a certain point, I'm not going to say that however you got to your position or whatever, the schooling you did or whatever, is not true, because why would I,
people, you wouldn't know that.
I have no idea.
Right.
So yeah, I guess, Devin is my assistant's name. She basically said she was just still feeling a little bit almost uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's that mom thing. She's a mom,
mm-hmm.
Uneasy about me going to the East Coast to go do this thing. And she didn't really want, you know, and so she just was looking more into it for me. And that's what she found.
Yeah.
So thank goodness that she.
Yeah. Smart lady.
Looked more into it.
Thanks, I'm like, Devin. See ya. Thanks, Devin. Because of you, Brooke's still here.
It's true.
Appreciate it.
On a same sort of note, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like this realization that, okay, the realization that people can pay to get all your information online.
Yeah. You were telling me about that. That's scary.
I received a phone call one time.
Yeah.
Random phone call. Hello. This guy's like, hey, is Brooke? And I was like, yeah, it's me. And he's like, hey, yeah, I was just wondering, like, I live here and I was like looking for a CrossFit gym to go to. And I was like,
I'm not really sure,
but if you go online, you can Google gyms around your area. And then I just recommend maybe trying a few and finding one that you like.
Yeah.
And this whole time I'm having this conversation, I'm thinking like, get off the phone.
Yeah.
And also too, like, right? I don't really know who you are. I don't want
to, I'm not trying to assume
anything.
Right. And trying to be nice.
I'm trying to, you know, if you are crazy, like I'm not going to like be mean to you.
Right.
And, but I end up being able to get off this phone. This is the last thing he said to me. He's like, all right, well, I'll see you in Santa Cruz. And I was like, what?
He's like, actually, I'm just right across the street right now.
I can see you. How's that coffee?
You're wearing that blue shirt.
Dude. And I, yeah, and like click. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's
you
creepy.
Because like I've been in the cruise. Yeah. You guys know I live here. I've been in the cruise and I've met people that, good people.
Mm-hmm.
That will go places that they know that I go all the time.
Right.
If they're here traveling and like the chance they might get to meet me.
Yeah.
Which I love meeting people, like people that follow me or support me and, on the streets. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
And it never really freaked me out ever until that phone call.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I mean, I don't think I'm that cool, but it's, someone could still think that I was
someone
really cool
could.
And would want to kidnap me.
Yeah.
But I received another phone call like months later. And the phone. So I basically now it's like if my phone rings, if I don't have your number in my phone.
You just let it go to voicemail.
I just let it go to voicemail.
That's what
and
I
leave,
do.
Leave me a voicemail or send me a text and I'll respond if it's something I want to respond to. Plus there's tons of telemarketers.
Yeah.
That are so annoying. I received another phone call. I didn't answer it. They called again. I answered it. I won't answer at the same time after this. I was like, okay, I guess it must be important.
Yeah.
And this boy answers and he said, hey, is this Brooke? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I just wanted to let you know that all of your information is floating around this gym. Like your phone number, all these things. And he was going to text me this link.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't dare open the link on my phone.
Sure.
I'm like,
I thought it was like, yeah, I don't know what this is. Suck all your information out.
But one of the boys, they went on it on their phone. And yeah, there's like websites out there where you can pay money or maybe not even pay money and type in someone's name
and get all of their info. That is
like on this one. When we looked at it, they didn't have like my address, like my current address. They had my parents' old address.
Right.
My parents moved. They had more other places I've lived address. They had all of my best friends' names and their information. They had my phone number, my email. It was like so much information. And my first thought was like, what am I supposed to do?
I know. I don't know. I don't know what you would do about that.
Yeah.
And have nightmares?
Yeah.
Carry a gun? Just kidding. But, I don't have a gun.
Yeah. I mean, terrifying.
Unless you're a stalker, I have a gun.
If you're an intruder,
yeah, I definitely have
a
gun.
It might look like a
banana.
A banana or a hair dryer. Hair dryer would be a pretty good one.
It would actually.
Yeah.
Don't come in here.
Just kidding. I would 100% like hide. Gina would be like, hello. She'd walk out there. You walk directly into it.
I did it the other night.
What? Tell me.
I heard a sound and I was
here by yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm like here by myself. And, we've always joked that I'm that person in this scary movie that goes and investigates the sound
100%.
And everyone's like, don't do it. You're an idiot. And I'm like,
first one dead.
I would do it. Yeah. And so I'm like laying in bed and I hear this like, dunk, dunk. And I was like, oh shit. I don't know. I don't know if it's like the neighbor. Cause you know, mm-hmm. I share walls mm-hmm. or it sounded like it was in the garage. And so I'm like, I come downstairs, I'm flicking on lights, you know, and I come down and I cruise around the corner and I stand there and then I stop and then I think about it and I'm like, okay. And I like kind of walk over, like I'm going to get a knife and I'm like, no, that's weird. And then I like walk over and I open it really fast. And I look inside, there's nothing there. And then I walk back in. Well, something on my counter had flipped over, but I was like, I could have been killed at any moment.
That's true.
Any moment.
Better to like walk into it, surprise
I'm gonna
them.
I'm going to take it straight on. Yeah.
It's like a raccoon.
Except I'm,
bandit.
Except the only thing is that I'd probably be that person that would freeze. You know what I mean? Like I freeze in things. So it'd be like, yeah, you know, I'm coming in hot. And then I'd probably just be like, just like stand there and just let him, I don't know, murder me or something.
Yeah. I mean, I always like to think that I would... not freeze.
Yeah, no, I like to think of myself
like,
that
strong
way.
Person. Like I definitely would like,
yeah,
you know, say something or do something.
Yeah.
Like I've had little instances with, when I'm meeting people for the mm-hmm. first time and there's been really weird interactions.
And you freeze, huh?
And I totally freeze.
Yep.
And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's that very uncomfortable, vulnerable feeling.
And you're like in your brain going
oh
like this.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's kind of like in the crystalia, he's like, you're not the man on fire. Remember?
Yes.
When he talks about it, he's like,
you're the guy
you're
in the car.
Guy. Yeah, you're the guy in the car. He's like, you know, you're not the guy that's gonna like be kicking him and doing all this stuff and like fighting him. You're just the guy that's fucking sitting in the car.
You're the one getting the man on fire coffee. Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait. I know we're almost like getting to the end, but I got to tell you this. I have not told you this story.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh my God. I would like to start it out with, I love my mother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this to sound like I'm an
asshole.
Me
too. I love you, mom.
So I pick her up the other day. My mom is she's just a very like open, loving, kind soul. Like she just believes everybody. It's kind of like what we're talking about. So this goes along with what we're talking about right now. So I pick her up the other day. I'm driving her home from a doctor's appointment and she's like, oh, you know what? I ran into so-and-so. Do you remember so-and-so from church? And I was like, yeah. Yeah. She was kind of weird. Yeah. And she goes, oh, I know. Yeah. She came from a very strange family. The brother always pretended he was a wolf for a very long time, growled at everyone. Right. So we've already established between my mom and I that this person is a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a kid, my mom would always tell me, you know what? So-and-so doesn't have any friends. Like, you should play with so-and-so, which is a very good thing.
Yes.
But this girl in particular was very odd in the way that she was possessive and strange. And it would be like, if I talked to somebody else, she'd be like, why are you talking to them? Are we not friends anymore? Like, it was almost like psycho. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those people that I've never felt good about not being nice to someone. But for this person, you almost had to be mean to them to like not hang out. Anyway, I got pregnant young. This person runs into my mom, starts talking to my mom, realizes that my mom is like dealing with some medical stuff, starts crying.
Okay.
Right. That's already a red flag to me. I'm like, mom, why is this person crying?
She doesn't really know
you. She doesn't really know you, right? This person's crying and then proceeds to say, you know, how's Gina? How's her son, Jordan? I've always felt so connected to him. And I'm thinking, my son's 29. I haven't seen you in how long. And my mom's just eating it up. Oh, yeah, no, he's great. He's wonderful. He's very artistic. He's very, you know, he's just gifted. He's this and that, right? Basically telling her everything that he does. And then she says, well, you know, I just have to say, I've been praying for him for like 30 years. And as my mom's telling me this, I'm like, this is crazy. And so I'm like, mom, this sounds like there's some boundary issues. You know, I'm not really sure what's going on. Oh, Gina, you just think that about everyone, you know, like kind of like dismissing me. And it's kind of like, oh, they go to church, so they're fine. And I'm like, no. And then I find out that this girl has felt so connected to Jordan that she's asked my mom for a picture of him.
That's creepy.
Right? So my mom says, and I kind of misunderstood her at first, because at first she said, yeah, so she asked to see a picture of him.
Okay.
But my mom, you know, she's not tech savvy. I mean, she doesn't even know how to use her iPhone, right? So she doesn't have pictures on there or anything. Yeah. And so my mom's like, so I've been looking around. I don't really have any extra pictures of him. And I was like, wait, what? And she's like, well, no, she wants an actual physical picture of my son. And she goes, well, yeah, but you know, I just couldn't find one. I'm like, mom, that is not okay with me. This woman is not allowed to have a picture of my son. She's like, well, I'll respect your wishes. Oh like, God. This is how. And I've like called my sister. I'm like, Michaela. And I tell her, and Michaela's like, what? What are you talking about? So I literally had to call Jordan. And I was like, Jordan, I just want you to know this happened. Grandma swears she's not going to give a picture of this woman. But I gave her the name and a description. But if you hear from this woman,
you need to run. Because you're going to be taken.
Right. There are some crazy people out there. Anyway.
Here's what's going to happen. Like,
this is what's gonna, we're going to going to be taken.
You're
going to
be taken. And we're going to need to call Liam Neeson.
Right.
Stat.
Oh, my God. Crazy people.
People are crazy.
Yeah. And I love that she's so, you know, like you were saying, it's like, it's so hard because like you want to be open and you want to, you know, think about the good in people and all of that, but you have to listen to your intuition.
Dude. Okay. I don't want to like get into this because we're already at 52 minutes. We're doing so good. I know. But I will tell you this. Okay.
Okay.
And you probably have had this happen to you too. I feel like everyone, I go home and my mom goes, oh, do you remember Mr. Payne? And I go, yeah. She goes, he's on trial for a sex offender type thing. He was my third and fourth grade music teacher. And I go, oh my God, I could have told you that.
Right?
Yes. That's happened to two teachers. Him that was in elementary school, and also my years and years and years ago, my high school ceramics teacher, same thing.
Dude, creepy.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. I think when you're a kid, that's what's so sad is that I think the way that we were raised was that you just always listen to authority.
Yep.
And I've tried to really make sure that I don't do that to my kids because, I mean, yes, obviously, like, we want our kids to, like, listen to authority, you know?
Yeah.
But if there is something uncomfortable or whatever, they need to feel like they can come to us and tell us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's the one that you know, has everyone sit on his lap. I mean, like, nowadays it's different. Like, I'm even older than you. So it's like back then in the 80s.
Well, and like my ceramics teacher, Mr. Sherman, It just sounds bad.
You told me something about a teacher one time.
He was like known as kind of being like a perv because he was teaching.
He the back rub guy?
No, that was my music teacher.
Yeah.
No, Mr.
Teachers
Sherman,
should not be giving kids back rubs.
You shouldn't be touching kids.
You shouldn't be texting kids.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, Mr. Sherman was like, I mean, I never dealt with this, but I always like heard things about him, but in my class, I never saw anything like inappropriate behavior.
Right.
I didn't. He was definitely, okay, this is the coolest thing, right? The one cool thing about Mr. Sherman. You knew that if you had him in first period,
yeah,
and you brought him a McDonald's coffee and a hash brown, you could be late.
See, it's always the freaking cool. Okay, I'm sorry. If you're a cool teacher out there, I'm not saying you're a sex offender. let's just get that straight. But there are these red flags for sure.
But he was teaching when my parents were in school.
Oh wow!
And my mom said like he was almost like kind of like creepy when they were in school, and then but Mr. Payne was. We would have like we'd watch like movies in class and stuff.
Yeah.
And he would like rub your back.
Yeah, like,
I remember it.
It's freaking
and here's
gross.
And here's what I'll say, right? Like as I got older, I like knew that that was inappropriate.
Right.
But I was it even now like talking about it, mm-hmm. so embarrassed.
Right.
To say anything.
Well, you're almost in a position where you don't want to make an assumption.
Yeah.
Does that sound weird?
But then also,
like, you don't want to assume like, oh, I think he likes me.
Yeah. But also as a child.
Right. You don't have the maturity.
And that's where we come full circle mm-hmm. to when we were talking about freezing.
Right. Right.
That freezing moment where you know you need everything is saying in your body, it's like telling right. you to do something and you can't.
Yeah.
And there's this moment. I mean, I can only speak for myself and you can speak for you. We can't yeah. speak for all of you guys, right. all of our listeners, because there's so many of you. but this moment so of many. Like already, I'll speak for myself. A moment of already feeling like it could be your fault.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, there's
I really do. We just like got into this whole other topic.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have so much to say on this. Like
so
we almost
much.
Have to save it for another
okay,
one.
Okay, we'll save
because
it.
Because like we have told you guys a million times, like we do not plan these out. Like they just kind of go.
Sometimes we definitely do. And we love having guests on. In
yes,
fact,
no, you're right.
I'll tell you, we're
but
going
I'm,
to have
I just
a guest
mean that
soon.
Sometimes it spirals.
It definitely spirals.
In a way that we didn't. Plan.
This is how our
now
brains
I feel like
work.
This is a really good topic.
I know.
Okay. We're gonna expand on this another time.
We're gonna save this topic because yeah. we have so much information that we can talk about. Gina has a lot. And maybe we can get, you know, maybe we'll find a guest that could be really great to talk about
yeah.
some stuff.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, because all that I'm the youngest of four.
Yeah.
And all my siblings have kids mm-hmm. and I am like crazy protective of
right.
them. Like crazy protective.
Which you yeah. should be.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I will beat some ass.
I will. Oh, I will.
I know.
Anyways. Yeah. Everyone's like, why are you stopped talking about this topic?
I know.
Because we're going to save it because we've been talking
it.
For a while. Yeah. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. What I will say is we do love having guests on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And... one, we are going to have, I want to say soon, but we got to go to LA, but Meg Squats, if you guys follow her on YouTube or Instagram, she's
yeah.
awesome. She's a friend of mine and she is looking, she was, you know, asking about podcasts.
Yeah.
And I kind of told her, I think it's a great platform to add that you can give more content
right.
to people that want to hear from you. And so I said, do you want to, you know, be on our show? Cause she said she loves listening
yeah.
to us. And she's like, you and Gina are so funny. And I said, well, would you want to be on our show?
Well, I met her.
And,
she's a sweetheart.
And you can like get a feel. Yeah. And she was like, yes. So
we'll
do a trip down to LA or I'll get her to come up to Santa Cruz and we'll.
Perfect.
We'll drink ciders or wine. And
yeah, I like that idea.
And we'll show her how podcasts are done. She'll be like, well,
really
you
show
know,
her the ropes.
I was kind of thinking
a great
time, but I think I'll have more, I'll plan
structure.
More. I'm more of a planner.
All right. Well, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, five-star rating,
or five-star warning. And we love you guys. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Next time. Gina, have fun in Universal.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye.